Apartment people, my name is Dave, and I bring you good news. From Champion, River Park of Dublin, it's a brand new community now open and leasing. I've been to it. It's kitchen clean. And they've got a new enticement. You get 2 months free when you sign a 12-month or longer lease, and you move in by the beginning of October. Everything's new. New pool, new fitness center, free Starbucks coffee, EV charging stations, parking, garage. River Park of Dublin. Now make the move, literally. LiveWithChampion.com. Schedule a tour. LiveWithChampion.com.
So a doctor says that people keep forgetting to wash 5 of their body parts and it's causing a real problem. Men are more likely to not wash these body parts. And
wait a minute.
Yeah.
What is the definition of causing a problem as far as like there's stinky people out there?
Fungus.
There's a terrible fungus or a bacteria that's growing amongst us.
Yep. That's it. It's the fungus. It's the fungus and the bacteria and the overall smelliness.
Okay.
And I was listening because I was like, ew, guys are so gross. Why don't they just wash themselves? And then I was listening and I was like, oh, I'm so guilty of these myself.
Okay.
I shouldn't be pointing fingers. Ready?
Go.
5 body parts you are not washing enough are, number one, your belly button. That's right. A lot of people don't wash their belly button at all.
I've never told this story on the air because it's really embarrassing. But I'm going to say it right now. When I was in my mid-20s, I kept feeling something in my belly button.
Uh-huh.
And I thought something was wrong with me. So I went to go see my doctor about it. And she was like dumbfounded. She like couldn't understand what it was. I have such a deep belly button that the lint actually like hardened in there to the point where I would wash it, it wouldn't come out. It was so deep.
It was like a lint stone.
She had to go in with tweezers. Is this disgusting? And had to pull it out with tweezers out of my belly button. Sometimes, like, you just kind of do like a little, like, you know, you clean like a little bit.
Sure.
You got to go deep in there. You got to get a Q-tip sometimes to clean out your belly button.
How often do you have to go to have your lint changed for your belly button? Is it often?
No, now that I'm aware that it's a problem that I have, that I'm really,
it's
really
a problem spot.
Yeah, so I clean it very thoroughly, but every once in a while I panic and I go into my pinky just to make sure. So disgusting! I can't believe I just told that. It's
wow.
True, yeah. Well, I mean, check.
Get
you
in
guys
there.
Check. You don't know.
Check that crevice. Mine's clean. I know mine's clean.
Well, we should take a look. All right. Next.
Number two is behind the ears.
There's a test that you can do to check behind your ears. I know what you're thinking. I clean behind my ears. But if you take your finger and you rub right behind your earlobe really, really deep and you smell it, if it smells at all gross, it means you're not washing
it.
Yeah. And you'd be surprised by how many times it is. I've noticed that I don't take out my earrings very often. I just have studs on. And I leave them on all the time.
Yeah.
Ladies, if you ever take out your studs and smell them, it is the most nastiest thing in the world. Like, a doctor told me you're supposed to be taking them out at least every 3 days to clean them. And I was like, oh, I definitely haven't taken mine out in like 6 months.
I don't wear any more earrings at this point, and I loofah everywhere. Okay. Everywhere.
The next thing is making sure that you wash, or rather scrub, underneath your fingernails. Uh-huh. This is where a lot of dirt and grossness gets trapped, our fingernails.
I clean my fingernails.
That's an easy one. Yeah. I mean, come on. You know you have to scrub under your nails. Come on.
You see it. Actually, if you have a bar of soap, you can just take your nails and push it inside the bar of soap, and all that grime comes right out.
Whoa.
Yep.
Number four, our legs. Yeah, I want you to actually wash your legs. I'm not talking about letting that soap run down your legs in the shower. I'm talking about washing.
I disagree with that one.
Yeah, I know you do. Yeah. You've done that. You've had this argument with me several times before. I scrub my legs, back of the knees, everything.
I know. Unless I'm shaving my legs. I mean, there's plenty of soap on top that washes down to the bottom. They're fine. Like, I don't know why your calves are so dirty.
When you drive through a car wash, all right, and it's got those spinny things, right? It spits soap all over the car.
Yeah.
The spinny things, do they just stay up near your windows? No, they go the whole length of the side of the car.
Have you been working on that for years?
That's where the dirt
is. Come back up.
That's where the dirt is.
Gosh.
And number five, your toes, okay? Get in between those toes. Make sure you're washing them.
I actually don't go in between my toes that often.
Well, you don't touch your legs. So how can you ever get near your toes?
It's true. I don't go further south enough. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Apartment people, my name is Dave, and I bring you good news. From Champion, River Park of Dublin. It's a brand new community now open and leasing. I've been to it. It's kitchen clean. And they've got a new enticement. You get 2 months free when you sign a 12-month or longer lease and you move in by the beginning of October. Everything's new. New pool, new fitness center, free Starbucks coffee, EV charging stations, parking, garage. River Park of Dublin. Now make the move, literally. LiveWithChampion.com. Schedule a tour. LiveWithChampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.